Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? It's your girl, Miss P, and tonight I am so excited to have the one, the only, Mr. Craig Taylor, CEO and founder of Rare Hip Hop. How are you doing tonight, Mr. Taylor?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Miss P?
I'm doing well now that you're on the show with me. Yay, me.
So good.
You know, it's little things like that that mean so much to me. You know, not diamonds, not pearls, you know. It's just little things like having people like you supportive of, you know,
definitely.
The show. Yay. So how was your turkey day?
Turkey day was good. Turkey day was good. I was at my mother's house, as usual. But the good thing about that, she's selling the house this year, so it was like the Last Supper type thing. So we had, like 40 people was over there. We had a good time.
Wow, that's awesome. Is she, like, relocating, like, down south or something like that?
Not really. She's staying in Queens, but she just doesn't want the responsibility of a big house, you know, so.
Right.
I tried to talk her out of it. She
wouldn't
go for
mm-hmm.
it. Yeah, so, you know, so it was a good day. How was your day?
You know what I did all day? Nothing.
Really?
I think I cleaned all day. Like, I actually don't celebrate Thanksgiving. No. And, you know, I know it's a lot of people was, like, giving me grief about, you know, me not celebrating it, but whatever. You know, everyone have their thing and their reasons for the seasons, and my reasons is my reasons and whatever.
Right.
So
well,
I don't
celebrate the holiday either. I just, you know, celebrate the family and stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely, because the big idea really is people are stressing, like, you know, getting together with family because it's the one time a year, but that's all good, and I agree to a certain degree, but, you know, I just feel like you should try to make time as much as possible, so, like, I try to get together with my family, especially the intermediate family, as much as possible, like, once a week, every other week, something like that, because that's important.
Right,
I don't want to wait
right.
a whole year, but, you know, whatever. I was cursed out, literally. Mr. Taylor, with my post went. No, I'm so serious. I had to delete it because I was over it already. But
okay.
Enough about Turkey Day. Tell us what's new. What's going on with RareHipHop.com?
Okay, well, soon we'll be celebrating our one-year anniversary. So to celebrate our one-year anniversary, we're going to have a new website for the legends and future legends of hip-hop. And it should be coming out probably February or March sometime. And you know, not only a new site, you know, new design and stuff like that, but we have a lot of new treats for the artists, and we're looking forward to it. We, like I said, 1 year, shoestring budget, grassroots, and we have over 1,000 artists and over 600 members, and you know, so next year, 2012 is our year, you know, and I know me and you plan on doing some things together, so it's gonna be nice.
Yeah, definitely. So for those who are just tuning in for the first time and actually first time hearing RareHipHop.com, can you kind of like elaborate a little bit on the business?
Yes, RareHipHop.com, it's a hip-hop site, and it's a distribution site for music. So artists can sign up, they get free promotion, if that's what they want to do, just get free promotion, and also they can upload music to the site to sell. you know, we like to like a poor man's iTunes. And the good thing about us, what we're so excited about, Ms. P, is that Google is now getting in the game. It's called Google Plus. It's called Google Music. You can get on through Google Plus. And, you know, they can do whatever they want with their money, but they're going to spend a couple $1 billion to get in the same game. And we have a link on a Facebook page, which you're a part of, called The Underground is a New Mainstream. It's a document on there, and we break down what Google is saying. And what they say in the press release is what we do. You know, a lot of the stuff is the same thing we do. So, you know, we're strictly hip-hop, so we're real excited about that. So, you know, 2012 is our year. You know, we want the artists to sign up, you know, to get free promotion. Hopefully they'll make us their main site. But at the very least, you know, we'll be another site for them to promote themselves. And like I said, 2012 is going to be a good year for us.
Right. It's actually like a good year now because you have a head start before 2012. So from what I see you and your partners and your team doing, you know, you're doing big things, and I'm really excited to, like, be in that whole network of it all because, RareHipHop.com is really, like, an extraordinary place for unsigned artists to really put their foot forward. So definitely look it up and, you know, get in tune with Mr. Taylor. ASAP.
Yes, thank you. And I want people to not be scared by the word rare, because a lot of artists and people looking at the site are scared by that word. But if you look it up, rare means a lot of other things. You know, it means like outstanding. It means different. It means, you know, above the rest. You know, it doesn't just mean like, you know, a song or a group that you can't find, which it means that too. But it means a lot of things. So we want people to gravitate to our site and to our movement because, you know, we're the next big thing, so I want to thank you, Ms. P, for helping us out.
Oh, definitely, anytime. That's what I love to do, especially people that are well-spoken, and definitely, you know, we have talked about that when we spoke the first time. Like, you know, I don't have to differentiate what you're trying to tell me. I totally get it on the first response. So anytime it's something like that that's in front of me, you have to jump on it. It's just like having a steak, like, can I get mine, like, now with A1 sauce, please? You know, it's like that. And I just actually had some steak with A1 sauce.
And that's another thing we talked about. Like I said, we talked about that before. I want people out there to, you know, not be afraid of using new words. You know, if I see a word I don't know, I go to dictionary.com and look it up, and I make it the word of the day. So, you know, that's
awesome.
Help me. Yeah, you know, so people should not be afraid of that. If they don't see a word or phrase or something they don't know about, look it up. Look it up, and it'll help you.
Definitely, and you guys heard that from not just Ms. P. You heard it from Mr. Taylor himself, because can I just say really quick that when I try to correct people, not really correct them, but kind of like show them a different way of expressing themselves, I get cursed out on Facebook daily, because I'm noticing that people are taking offense to what I'm saying when I'm really just trying to empower. And if I sit there and act like it's okay for you guys to inbox me with all the slang and all the little abbreviations that I don't understand the terminology to, then I'm, you know, sitting there falling prey to a system that I don't want to be in. It's not because I think I'm better or Mr. Taylor thinks he's better. He just chooses to educate himself, and I choose to educate myself a little bit further so that when we are out here, you know, conversing with people, we make sense.
That's what
it's about. It's okay for the songs to be like, you know, son this and that and this, but when you're going to make a big deal, you can't be talking like that. When you go on job interviews, you cannot be talking like that. Mr. Taylor, your thoughts?
No, I agree 100%. You have to learn how to be a chameleon. You know, I can converse with anybody. You know, I can, you know, where I grew up in South Jamaica. I can walk a few blocks one way, me and 40 projects, you know, and I can build with, you know, people there. And I could walk a few blocks another way and be in Jamaica States, you know, and build the Donald Trumps. You know, I could talk with all of them, you know, so it's not wrong with that. And I try to teach my kids now, there's nothing wrong with being smart. You know, if you're in school, you know, don't be afraid to be, get A's, you know what I'm saying? You might get ridiculed, but that's the long run, it's going to pay off, definitely.
And I'm so proud of you, and I commend that you definitely put that out there to your children as well, because that's the main thing that I try to focus on as well. Like, if I behave a certain way, then my son's going to behave a certain way, and people don't get that. You know, you have so much control over your children when they're in front of you, when they're behind you, of course. You know, I used to be out there in the street thinking I'm cute, trying to be bad and fit in with the in crowd. However, right. I knew when I stepped back in that door, I better have my straight face on and act like I know and dot my I's and cross my T's because I was getting tore up. You know, so all I'm saying and all Mr. Till is saying is education. There's nothing wrong with improving your knowledge. Not to say anyone is not, you know, not knowledgeable, but there's nothing wrong with improving yourself, period. That's what it's all about. And to get to the top, you have to be able to differentiate between someone that's selling you a dream versus the real deal.
That's right.
And that all comes from understanding language. Definitely.
That's
so with that being said, and, you know, we're going to stop the preaching mode right now. I'm going to put my Bible down, and we're going to definitely talk about who we have on the show today. We have Ronald Williams, which is the CEO of GS Radio, and we also have Oren, which is a music artist. So I'm excited to have them both on. He should actually be on the line right now, and I think that this is him. Let's see. Mr. Williams?
Yes.
Hi, how are you this evening?
How are you, Ms. P?
I'm doing well. I'm, like, really cheesing here, Kool-Aid smell, because, you know, I'm actually getting to talk
you.
To you. And it's,
you.
And it's not like a Facebook thing. You know, I feel more close to you,
right.
Like I'm hugging you now.
Let me say one thing first. Big up to RareHipHop.com. Doug Wilson. Doug Wilson. Mm-hmm. He's a part of that, and he's a part of the, you know, the home team, Inglewood, New Jersey, stand up, you know. So we've been going back and forth.
Ronald, I was telling Ms. P, you was my first interview.
okay, yeah, we can make that happen.
Yeah,
definitely,
no,
we
want to
talk about all of
us.
That.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay.
First,
I'm sorry, Ms. P. We taking over your show.
No, please do. Please do, because it gives me a chance to sip my coffee. So go ahead, please.
It was me, Doug Wilson, and Shoe B. That was my first interview, probably a year ago. We did did the first interview with us. Yeah, so
I did Shoe B, right.
Yeah, that was me, Ronald, me, Shoe B, and Doug.
And Doug, that's right.
Yeah,
that was a good interview too, man. I mean, we did the interview for 2 hours, and then after the show was over, we sat down another 2 hours. So I really got to bring him back. It got to be a part two to that.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
So
yay.
It's my turn,
yeah, it's his turn now. Now he gets to ask you a ton of questions. So with that being said, let's start off with just kind of introducing GS Radio. Let's talk about, you know, how you started GS Radio, so people that don't know can kind of get the history.
Well, GS Radio is the GS stands for gyroscope. I just looked it up, was looking in the dictionary one day, and I liked the meaning that was of, you know, after the word gyroscope, which, you know, you could be on one axle, but you can go a lot of different ways with things that you want to do, but it's still going around that one axle. So actually, it was supposed to be a production company with me and one of my boys that started, you know, we was doing it back in the day. And so this was like maybe, let me give you a time frame. It's like two years ago. So, you know, he had things that he had to go through. I was going through whatever I went through. I started working for this other internet company, radio station named 993 The Joint. And I was blessed to meet people like Todd Lynn and Marlon Randolph, Dr. Jeff, Rick Younger, who's actually on a lot of commercials now, State Farm, Walgreens, he's on Channel 4, et cetera, et cetera. Met a lot of people. We got mentioned in the Daily News. The downfall to that was that the business side of it wasn't handled correctly. So it was kind of like a downer because, I mean, getting into the daily news is a major accomplishment. And with being an internet web-based radio station, that was really saying something. You know, we was, going against the Hot 97s and the 105s, BLS 98. So, you know, after that, it was like, all right, I just turned my mind, just was turning. I was like, well, why can't I start this myself? I mean, I was doing the boards. I was a DJ, was Flash producer, just a lot. I just wore a lot of hats. So after my son was born, then I just put Gyroscope in motion. And from there, birthed GS Radio and a lot of other things under the umbrella. So that's how Gyroscope GS Radio got started.
Okay. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I tune in at times, guys, just for the record, and I enjoy the show a lot because, it's fun.
You tune into Locked On, right?
Yes, I do. It's fun. Yeah, it's based on, like, real live issues, and, I enjoy myself when I have an opportunity to log on. So tell people, like, the different times and, the links and stuff like that. That they can kind of like stop
well,
on.
We have shows that starts from 11 a.m. and we went to about for us now about 9 o'clock, which that's going to change. Coming 2012, where we probably be going to 1 o'clock, which is live shows. You can always watch the repeats when you go to the station. It's on Ustream. .tv/channel/GS-radio. If you can't catch it at the times that it's live, you always could go back and watch the shows. There are a lot of shows. Why You Want to Do That with KP. We have the Chris Morrell Show with Chris Morrell and Donna Hunt. We have Follow My Beat with Dan and Shirley Pearl. We have Locked On with Intense. We have It's Time for Sports with Ave and Lighty. We have Love Lounge with Nujan Mia. We have Return of the Organized Confusion Show hosted by Tina Thomas Perez. That's actually starting up in December next week.
It's only our show, though. Only our show, man.
No. She started with me. Okay. And the structure was 2 hours. That was a 2 hour show. So when she when she left the home nest, they did what they did to her. But she always got a home with me. So she will be back for 2 hours. 2 hours mm-hmm. actually on Mondays from 5 to 7, and if she want to go longer, she always have that option. So we're going to get that back right the way that it was supposed to be from the beginning.
Okay.
And then we have the Unsigned Hype Show, which that's for unsigned artists. They're strictly unsigned artists. I have them, posted on my page where they can send their music to, which is gs.wkdr. @gmail.com. Soon as they send it, we just ask for clean edit, stuff, music. Once they send it, it's downloaded, it's in rotation the next day. Also, what we do is with the unsigned artists, I'm affiliated with a couple other stations, got a DJ crew. So I send it out to the DJs as well so they can listen to it, play it in the clubs. Other radio stations that are doing the same thing that I'm doing, as well as rarehiphop, .com, which I refer them to them too, to, upload their music to there. It's just not staying with me, which I think is good because I feel like once everybody has the same mission, and we're forming like this big machine to basically just take over the world, and it's there for us to do. Mm-hmm. We just have to be patient and smart enough to really see what we have and what we can do with it. So with Red Hip Hop, with GS Radio, you and I now, a couple of other stations, we're doing it. And it's kind of funny where we know each other, for the longest. And we mm-hmm. We just on the same vibe. So but Don Son Hype, that's from that's every day, what's that, Monday through Thursday from 1 to 3, and then Friday and Saturday from 11 AM to 1 PM. And also what I do on my website is on every page I have a Don Son Hype artist, their music being played. So every page that you go to, there's unsigned hype music on the pages, and at the bottom of it is the information, so you can get link up with them if you want more music and stuff like that. So
okay, that sounds awesome. But I know Mr. Yeah. Taylor has a few questions for you, but before I let him go ahead and ask, I just wanted you to kind of just really quickly talk about the T-shirts that you have out that I want one of, and I need an extra, extra small. No, I'm just kidding, but I'm not kidding.
Okay, that's another part of the gyroscope thing. We have GS Gear, which we started with the T-shirts, with just basically the logo of the shows that would be on, actually should be on sale as of now, but definitely by the first of the month. You could go to the site, which is www.gyroscopeme.weebly.com, and click on the More tab and go to GS Gear, and you can order your shirts.
Awesome.
They come in various sizes and colors. So
yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, this it'll definitely be ready by December 1st. I was trying to push it for the Black Friday, but I got so busy with DJing and cooking Thanksgiving dinner that it was like, okay, we just shoot for the first. But that's another part. GS Gear. Also, we have the magazine coming out, online magazine, G-Scope magazine, which is due out on the 5th. Always looking for writers, artists, stories to write about. We specialize in the unsigned hype, music writers, poets, whatever. Just people that need to get out there. Just look us up and we get it.
Yay, it's exciting. So, Mr. Taylor, what's your questions?
Huh?
What's your question?
Well, my question, what I have to say is more a statement than a question for Ronald because of our history. Like he stated, as a small business owner, we wear so many hats. I want Ronald to know that, I talk to Doug about Ronald all the time, because, soon I want to do some parties, and Ronald's a good, he's good at that, what I'm saying? And we're, so I wear so many hats with the website. People don't understand. There's so much involved when you try to, get an upstart business going on,
mm-hmm.
So you have to network and build with people such as yourselves. And me and Ms. P have plans for next year. And me and Ronald, we've always talked about it. So hopefully all three can do something together. But Ronald, I want to ask you, how successful have you been? Because, I found out about your shows because I'm so busy when you inbox me with that Facebook. Do you find
mm-hmm.
it to be successful when you do that?
When
you talk about your upcoming shows?
For us, inboxing on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Is that your question?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, any type of promotion is good.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that we have to wait, quote unquote, for the people to really respond to it. It's just like being a DJ. I tell them all the time, everybody's going to come out for a birthday party because it's a one day, one night thing. But when you're doing something consistent, then it takes time for it to build up. So, we have to constantly grind out with, post after post after post after post. And, of course, it gets to be tiring. Like, oh, I don't want to do it. But, you have to push yourself because eventually once it catches on, then here comes this flood And, you know, oh, I heard about it, you know. And we have to just be humble and say, well, thank you for, you know, finally coming on and, you know, checking us out. That's what comes out of our mouth, you know.
Right.
Which inside it might be something different. Like, you should have been on a long time ago if you wasn't being so stubborn. But, you know, that's just part of the game, you know. And being a DJ for almost 20 years, you know, I was already prepared for that, you know. So really, to me, like a slow grow for what we're doing is really good than just getting that burst, and then it's just dying down, you know. So
let you know, it's like you said, slow motion is better than no motion. It works with me,
mm-hmm.
you know, because sometimes I forget you're coming on at that time, and then I get that inbox joined, and I'm like, okay,
mm-hmm.
let me check out Ronald, and if I'm available, I definitely listen to you. So it works with me, man.
Right.
Definitely.
And like I said, and the beauty of it is, even if you can't catch it then, you know,
mm-hmm.
you can always go to the Ustream channel and look at it whenever you want. I mean, if you want to wake up 3 o'clock in the morning and go look at the show, you can. That's
right.
What I like about it. It's not like when you want to dial where if you miss it, then to a point you miss it, you know. You can see what we're doing, and it's funny even to go back and look at some of the shows after it's recorded, and it's just like, wow, you know, did that happen, you know, and it did, because the footage don't lie, you know. So, but I guess that answered your question, you know, Twitter, Facebook, I mean, it's a reminder, basically. I know some people, I got cursed out, like Miss P has. Oh, you're sending too much, this and that, you know. And I'm like, all right, you know, I'll back off, but, you know, sooner or later, it's going to be back on your page. I'm not, you know, I'm going to be
like
throwing in your side, you know.
I like that.
And really, like, what I like how I structured the station is, there's shows for everybody. You know, it's just not pertaining to one particular group, which a lot of people thought I was crazy for doing that. But it's like, why would I limit myself to just one group of people?
Right.
You know, like you have your Hot 97 where, you know, the hip-hop heads is going to tune into there. You got your 10, you know, your 105 where you got your hip hop people going to tune in. You know, BLS, you got your Grown and Sexy. Okay, I'm gonna give you a splash of everything so you can still support me, and you know, in supporting me, then that's helping me grow. And it's getting in contact with a lot of people. And if I don't have it, then I know people that do have it, and I'm gonna put you, you know, onto them so you can get it.
No doubt.
Yeah, and that's what I like about it all, and really feel privileged to know you guys, honestly,
mm-hmm.
because when it comes down to, like, really, like, reaching out to others, you definitely, both you guys definitely do that, and you definitely keep it within the networking range where it's like, okay, I'm not trying to keep something to myself, because the first day of speaking to Mr. Williams, he definitely was like, hey, I have music, and just randomly just started mm-hmm. sending me artist music, trying to push it mm-hmm. through another network. So mm-hmm. I definitely can, you know, appreciate the fact that you guys are the way you are. And for all the listeners, you know, like I was saying, you know, because I give shout-outs, although I know you guys don't get a chance to tune in and stuff like that. And I do understand because we all doing our own thing, and I hold nothing against anyone because, like we were just saying, when we can tune in to each other to try to give that, like, support when we can. And the fact that we do that is bigger than not doing it at all. But the point that I'm making is that, you know, I do give shout-outs after the shows, on different shows, on other people's time.
Okay.
Or, you know, Mr. Taylor, Rare Hip Hop, you know, GS Radio, stuff like that. And although I haven't had my time on GS Radio, I still support because of the simple fact
that
you were open to me and you received me. So receiving me is a lot because I'm a lot to deal with. So
well,
anybody
I'm
that accepts
do...
me. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do one even better for the and we could talk about it behind the scenes if you want to, but for 2012, even if you want to send me, like, the audio of your shows, basically, I could replay them on the station at any given time that I want. So that option is open to you if you want to do it.
No, listen, I'm about to get a Kleenex right now, you know, and dab my eyes from the tears that are streaming down my cheeks. No exaggeration. I really, really appreciate the love.
I mean, it'd be a different time, you know, it'd be a different time than what you want, but, you know, it's all about networking. You know,
definitely.
And, you know, that's basically that. So
what it's all about. That's why I'm stressing having my T-shirt. I mean, I hit you up asking about some T-shirts.
Yeah, you did.
As soon as I saw the
did.
Link, I was like, I need that in the extra small, like ASAP.
You did. And
all
sure
those
did.
That, like, seeing my body contour, everyone knows that I can't wear extra small, but I'm about to have one on.
Okay,
for my reasons, okay? I need people to, mm-hmm. like, all eyes on Miss PGS Radio right here, okay?
Okay. Ain't no problem with that, as long as you're walking billboard.
Exactly,
the word out
that's
there.
The point.
That's what
that's
it is.
That's the point.
Let them look.
Exactly, I don't mind. It's your eyes. God gave them to you, you know? But I really, 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 really appreciate you taking the time to tune in with Mr. Taylor and myself, you know.
No,
I'm really excited
anytime,
you guys
anytime,
got
anytime.
To, you know, catch up, too, because that was awesome.
Yeah,
I was over here
yeah.
grinning as y'all kicked it. Yay!
Yeah, we've been busy. You know, I hit him every, you know, bow, bow, bow. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
like, he understands it's a lot. I mean, we've been blessed to do a lot of live shows now. So that's a whole nother, you know, avenue with what's going on to go into these locations and actually do live shows. And, you know, and then you're dealing with, you know, a live audience and, you know, still the people in the chat room, and it's a whole nother setup, it's a whole nother thing. But, you know, just God bless that it is moving the way that it is, you know.
Right.
I just can't say no more about it. Of course, when we hook up to do that do the parties and stuff, it will be filmed. Basically, we're doing it big, like I like to say, bringing back the video music box whole atmosphere with the camera, people going around, you know, speaking and this and that, da da da. So that's coming. We got MK Images, that's under Gyroscope, and my cousin Tommy Gant, who just he's been working for the industry for 20 years. He's started his own streaming company, mobile HD streaming. So we're covered in any way, shape, or form with that, you know. And also, I guess maybe my time is getting shorter, but for the gospel people, that's out there, we have a gospel station that's starting in January too. So we're doing that
right.
also.
Yeah. Awesome. Girl. I'm so excited.
Because actually, I'm going to tell you what got me into that also is when I put out the, you know, for the unsigned artists to send me their music, I was getting a lot of music from overseas. And it was actually like gospel rap and gospel, which is really good, you know. So I said, wow, okay, let me you know, let me get into that, basically, you know. I mean, that might be God talking to me, telling me you need to start this up as well.
Definitely.
So, you know, but that's
definitely.
A lot of things coming in 2012.
And we look forward to each and everything that you have coming for us. So
yeah.
Keep me in tune with everything. Keep Mr. Taylor in tune with everything.
We
appreciate it. Yeah,
we all a big family, so some
it's
way
a given.
From now,
we're all family.
We just in different locations doing the same work, and
that's
you know,
it.
It's making effective.
Definitely.
We just started.
Yeah, definitely. So we appreciate it, and you know, much
anytime.
Love, and I look forward to what's to come again in my T-shirt. So keep me posted on that.
Okay, so like I said, that offer goes out to you. Actually, right now, I just slipped out from this wedding reception that I'm at. So you got the number. I hit you up on Facebook.
Okay, no problem.
And we talk about it. All right?
Okay,
all right,
and don't forget to do the electric spot at that wedding, okay?
Yeah,
that's
that.
Always
a wedding
dance.
We had a black wedding, so you know how black people get down. We can't get out of the spot without doing that.
You know, definitely. So shake a tail feather for me and Mr. Taylor. And you
all
have
right.
a good time and a good night.
All right, you too. T, I talk to you, man.
Let's do it, Sam. Talk to you later.
All right, bro.
Right,
bye. Yeah, so that was Mr. Williams. For all those that didn't know, now you know. He has a lot going on, so you guys can find him on Facebook on my friends list, Lionel Williams, GS Radio, and you'll find him. So we have Oren on the line, and I'm going to pick up on him, but Oren, please be patient. You know, I'm going to play your song, and that way we'll have something to feed off of. So just hold on a few more secs. I'm about to play Oren's song, The Nightmare Song. Here we go.
That's the rap one right there, again.
Yes.
Well, I wake up every morning to the same smile on your face, never realizing that you quickly become another mistake that I'd follow down the rabbit hole, never understanding how much of a toll you take on me. Separating myself from this insanity.
That was Nightmare Song by Oren. So let's pick up. He's waited long enough for us. Hey, Oren, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Hi. I know that you are touring and you're, like, all over the place right now. I just want to tell you thank you so much for your patience.
Oh, I appreciate the opportunity to be, you know, to be heard by people. I appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. So you're also on the line with Mr. Taylor.
Brother Craig, what's up? What's up, Rebel? How you doing, baby?
Good, man. It's been a minute. I haven't talked to you in a couple of days, man.
A couple
yeah,
of days.
Now, the Rebel, he's a big one of our biggest artists, and he's on our first mixtape, Underground Mixtape, two times, and he killed it on it both times, man. He's one of the most musical underground artists I know, man. He's really, really talented, man.
Definitely. The only reason why I giggled was because he said, I didn't speak to you for a long time, like a couple of days. So I just thought that was so cute. I'm thinking he's going to say months.
we keep in touch, man. That's my man right there.
I love it. Love it. First off, I want to just give you a shout-out, Orin, because you've always been respectful from the first initial meeting with the ma'am thing. And I love it. But I was like, this is not ask this young man to call me P or Precious, okay? Anything but ma'am, okay?
He's very, very humble. He's a good dude.
He is really, and I love it. And I said, because, you know, anybody that just disregards that, like, hey, here's my name, use it. And he's still, ma'am. I said, okay, I gotta love it. I gotta love it. You're the only one who can call me that, Orin, just to let you know.
I can't lie. I'm really too late. I can't lie.
So tell us, how did you get started?
I started doing music in Boston. I moved to Boston and just decided to write a couple songs and actually, you know, do it as a hobby. And then, you know, I got so into it that I never stopped.
Right.
But, I mean, I wrote one song, and once I heard it recorded, it changed my life.
How long ago was this?
About 4 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing, and you're good. I mean, not to say that, you know, you're, you know, anything against the 4 years time, but it's amazing because some people need a lot more time to develop into such artists, you know?
Well, I just put what I can, and I think one of my advantages is, you know, whoever my higher power has put me in a position where, you know, I learned how to sell things and learned how to promote things before I did music, and I think that helped me out a lot. I came up with the name Orion the Rebel after I wrote my first song, and that's when, you know, I decided, you know, I'm not going to do anything else besides music. Anything I do is just going to revolve around music. So that's what I've been doing for the last 4 years. I started my own band, started an underground artist community. And also, I've been working on the Rare Hip Hop project with Brother Craig too, as well, which is which is also a big reason why, you know, I've made so much progress in such a little amount of time.
Most definitely.
Right.
All right. Let me ask you: Did you play instruments or anything before you started doing hip hop?
You know, when I was younger, my mother did African dance in Harlem, and. You know, she used to make me go to her classes and stuff like that, and eventually I ended up playing the djembe for her classes, and I ended up being all right at it, but I was kind of forced to do it, and you know, it was a situation where my mother bought me the drum, you know what I mean, and she was like, oh well, if I bought you the drum, then you're not gonna give it up, kind of thing, and I did it probably for like a year or so, and you know, never really picked anything up or had really any thoughts of doing anything musical until I moved to Boston.
You're very musical with your music, man. That's why I asked you that question.
I'm surrounded by a lot of good musicians. I mean, starting a live band with Danny Dragon, we decided to start the live band after we did a couple of tracks together at my studio. And starting a live band is something that, you know, has you know, turned me into something which I believe I'm a musician. I know I'm an MC, you know, more predominantly than any other art form, but in terms of the music, you know, the musical aspect of what I do, you know, I'm just blessed to be surrounded by like top-notch, classically trained musicians with really good credentials and resumes and stuff like that. Everybody that I play with is really good, so that's one of the reasons, you know, and they teach me how to do what I do and stuff like that, and a lot of them are in the background, but That's where I touch all that too, is just being surrounded by really, really good musicians who are artistic and also very well trained.
You can tell, man. Definitely.
Right, definitely, because I like it. I like it all, actually. You know, I wasn't able to play them all, but, you know, I'll put it on rotation, though, the ones that I didn't, well, the ones that you sent me that I didn't play tonight will be on rotation.
We have some songs that unless anybody's been to our Rare Hip Hop page, we have some songs that, you know, aren't available anywhere. They're available exclusively on rarehiphop.com, and if you like what you heard, you know, so far, then I'm sure if you check out our Rare Hip Hop page, it's rarehiphop.com/artist/unsignedart. If you look at that, that has like those exclusive songs, and you know, obviously every artist and musician gets better with each project if that's what they want to do, and that's what we do. And all of our best songs are on rarehiphop.com.
Definitely, Mr. Taylor has to make a schedule with me, Oren, to definitely help me walk through this site, because I actually tried a few times and with no success. You know, you see that I'm blonde, right? So you know what they say about blondes, right?
not impressed. Don't be scared.
I'm terrified. Okay, I'm terrified. I don't want to make any mistakes. But I'll definitely check that all out.
Rarehiphop.com is one of the easiest sites to navigate. And also, just so you know, the pronunciation of my name is Orion. It's like the constellation.
Oh, I am so sorry.
Don't be. I'm just glad that you called my name regardless.
Oh, really? Don't get me started, because I'll just say it the rest of the show. Like,
I wouldn't be mad about it.
But I'm so sorry. I've been mispronouncing your name, Orion. Okay, I'm so sorry. You killed me. You should have killed me from the start. Like, hey, Miss P, that's not my name. Okay. Correction, lady.
I can't kill my name, Precious. Nobody have respect for that.
Look, at least not on air, because then, you know, everyone will know who did it.
Okay. I'm actually sitting over here on Ocean Beach right now with Danny Dragon. We're about to meet up with Baby Dragon and Adonis, and we're gonna be cooking some barbecue and stuff like that on the beach.
Wow, where are you actually?
Hey, right now I'm on Ocean Beach in San Diego. It's probably my favorite. This is my favorite city in the country.
Mm-hmm.
But we're performing tonight. We got a show. We got a couple of shows in San Francisco and a couple of shows in LA, and then
mm-hmm.
we headed back to do some shows at home.
So what inspired you?
Tell Danny I said hi.
She's right here.
Hi.
Okay. Hey, what's up, Danny?
Hi, Danny.
Hi.
Definitely. What you guys about to barbecue?
What do you want?
Well, let's see. I don't really eat that much meat, but I did have some steak today, to be honest. But anything, you know, veggie-wise or fish-related, you know. The steak is going to take forever to get out of my system, but, you know, I had company, so, you know, it all happened.
I got everything from lamb. I got some really, really big shrimp going on. I got a lot of vegetables and peppers and stuff like that, everything to make it taste really nice.
Oh, my goodness. I'm about to get myself together and head that way.
Listen, there's more than enough for everybody to come around. I want to thank everybody just for the opportunity to be here and sit in on the interview. It's a really cool
Definitely.
Experience.
Definitely. Always welcome. Always welcome. We're family.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
Thank you. Much appreciated for the offer for the food as well. I'm going to hold you to that now.
I'll be thinking about you.
Definitely. When you're chewing, definitely say Miss P would love this.
I don't want to take, you know, the limelight at all or anything like that.
Okay, no problem, Danny. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, man. See what I'm dealing with right now.
And hey, that's a great feeling to deal with. You have food, you have great company. I mean, what's so hard about that?
Yeah, it's been a good trip. I can't complain about the trip. It's been a good trip. We've had a couple of tours, and this one has been, you know, one of the easier ones. And they get easier as we go along. We get for some reason we get more support, you know, from people on the internet and in real life in California for some reason, and you know, than we do back home. You know, either way, it's really nice to be out here in Southern California. So it's, you know, it's like 85 degrees right now. And we just got back from Tijuana yesterday.
Wow.
We went down there to explore. Everybody should definitely go to Tijuana. Definitely go to Tijuana. If you do, it's not that far from anything. Everybody should definitely go down, without a doubt.
Right. The only way that I will take a flight that far, honestly, is if I was on crack cocaine. I am so serious because it takes a lot to get me on a plane. It really does. So, you know, I have to, like, put my bid in a few days before to get that amount of crack in order to, like, be subdued. Okay? Definitely. I don't even know how I made it to the places that I have visited thus far because of this whole situation I have with flying. But I will definitely keep that, you know, on the bottom of my list. Definitely. So, what inspires you to do what you do as far as music is concerned?
Everything I see, you know, everything I see wrong with the world, everything I see right with the world. You know, my music is basically just about me trying to find a balance within myself and trying to teach people the things that I know, you know what I mean, in a humble way and still learn at the same time.
Aw, hug yourself. I'm not even exaggerating. Like, hug yourself. That's awesome. You know, not a lot of people could stay grounded. I mean, here you are traveling. You're doing your thing. You're showing much love to RealHipHop.com, which I don't blame you because Mr. Taylor is awesome, by the way. Showing love to Danny, Dragon, Little Dragon. I mean, come on. I mean, how many people? I've interviewed, like, a ton of people, and basically they come on and they talk about themselves. They don't really talk about others. You know, and I be like listening and like, really? Okay, so this is all because of you. No one else had anything to do with this, you know, but I let people be who they are.
Well, that's a big issue in our industry. I mean, you know, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of, you know, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. And the thing is, if everybody, you know, the progress that hip hop has made since it began has only been because of people working together. It hasn't been because of anything else. And, you know, it seems as though sometimes, you know, people who do hip hop music, whether they're artists or promoter or, you know, whatever they do, you know, they don't have the initial idea to work together. They have the initial idea that everybody's against each other and it's a war. Really, it started out as a form of expression. You know, it's an art form, and you know, it spiraled into a lot of things. And being able to survive through that and still keep integrity is something I respect any artist who can do. You know what I mean? Like that's one of the hardest things, you know, that I've had to do is manage my integrity amidst everybody, you know, fighting with each other, everybody taking things from each other, everybody disrespecting each other, not giving each other props and stuff like that. So when I started my company, you know, the United Front Company was all about people who were inspired to work together, you know what I mean? Because more progress can be made with two people than can be made with one, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Is there anything you want to say, Mr. Taylor?
We talk all the time, and I guess the biggest, you know, ups I can give to my man. We were in Harlem. Let's see, over the summer we was vending at with the Tools of War every Tuesday, and on Saint Nick and 135th. And Orion said, "Yo, I'm coming." And he lives in New England, in the Massachusetts. I was like, "Okay, you know," I was being very cordial to him. I was like, you know, not thinking he was coming. And next thing I know, I was sitting there selling shirts, and he popped up. And I saw him. I know this guy, but I don't know him. And he said, "What's up, DeLorean?" I said, "Oh man, he did come. You know, so he came all the way from Massachusetts to Harlem to come to our event, man." And he's a very humble, very, very loyal guy, man. And he's very good, very good, man.
No, and his temperament alone, just his views in life. You know, like I said again, and it may sound like a broken record, but I just get so pumped off of just entwining with people that are on the level that is just crazy to me. Like, I could start doing, like, backflips right now while I'm still, like, having this conversation with you guys, but I won't do that, okay? Because I didn't stretch first, so I won't go into it. But, yeah, it's just, it's really uplifting, and I love it, and I love it. And I just, you know, look forward to all that is to come with everyone coming together as a team. Imagine how great that would be.
Yeah,
like to all come together, join forces, and just have like a crazy show.
Another thing, everyone
performing and doing their thing.
I think we all got to put that on our list of things to do right now. You know, I'm down.
Definitely. Yeah. Sounds like a plan to me, guys.
When he sees something he likes, he'll stick with it. So if he likes you, he'll keep in touch with you. Because he has kept in touch with Red Hip Hop in a big way. Yeah,
if he likes you, like, look, now I'm sitting here, like, going to write it out on a piece of paper. Do you like me? Yes or no? Check the box. Or maybe so. And I'm going to slide it from my desk.
That's the first step, so let's see what happens.
So now I'm going to have to pray on this. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to get in touch with the universe, and I'm going to pray that the heavens above allow this man to like me.
Let me just say one thing, Precious. I definitely enjoy what you do, and also your professionalism is something that, you know, a lot of people don't have, especially people who do radio nowadays, because, you know, the people who do radio usually, you know, they look at it as, you know, they're giving you something, they're doing this and they're doing that. They're like, what are you going to do for me? What are you going to do for me? Instead of just being, you know, cordial and professional like you are. And a lot of people don't call, and like you reminded me about the event. I appreciate that. Like, I need that kind of stuff. A lot of people don't do that. They'd be like, oh, yeah, let's do an interview, let's do this, do that. And then, you know, you have to get a hold of them and stuff like that. And you know, that's something for me, which I appreciate, because I do all my own internet stuff. I do all my own, you know, promotion, scheduling, booking and all that stuff, too, by myself. Danny Dragon does her own booking and stuff like that, and we kind of work together sometimes. But, the professionalism that you have with your show and the content of your show, I've been listening. The content of your show is something that, you know, I respect. So, you know, if I have another chance to do anything with you, I'll definitely, I mean, you know.
Oh,
definitely.
Look, you can't even see my Kool-Aid smile, but just envision the man that busts through the walls on that commercial with the big red face.
I can
imagine.
That's
me. That's me right now. And I have a round head, so all I need is the red face. So it'll all come together.
Okay. That makes sense to me.
So, yeah, so I definitely appreciate it. So tell us real quickly, because, you know, we have Mr. Taylor for another couple of minutes. Where can everybody listen to your music? What social networks and stuff can people find your music?
First of all, you can go to rarehiphop.com. It's the only, minority-owned website that lets you host your music there and sell your music. Go to rarehiphop.com, and you can do Hood Story and put in Boston, and you can do Music Search, which would be right on the front page, and type in Orion the Rebel, or you can type in Danny Dragon, or you can type in Unsigned Art as one word. We have about 8 artists on our label. Go there, and then from there, we basically, you know, any of our other stuff is pretty much hosted there. You can download songs from there. We're also on all the other websites and stuff like that. But, you know, Rare Hip Hop is special to us because, you know, I don't know the owner of iTunes. I don't know the owner of, Pure Vine. I don't know of Reverb Nation. I'm on Reverb Nation. I also have my own website, my own domain, which is artistjumpoff.com. That's artistjumpoff.com, all one word, obviously. But, we have a bunch of stuff on there. And you can also, you can just go to Google and search my name, Orion the Rebel, search Danny Dragon's name. You can also check out the businesses that we operate, which is the United Front Company, and then the way that all the artists that are involved with the United Front Company sell everything that they produce, regardless of what kind of art it is the artist jump off. And then we have our record label, which is the musicians of the United Front Company. The record label is called Unsigned Art, and it's all one word.
Right. Wow.
I hope that wasn't.
No, that's a lot. No, I'm just saying wow in reference to like everything that you're doing. It's awesome. I'm impressed with that, and I'm definitely going to advocate that on future shows when I'm giving my shout outs and stuff to people. So I'm definitely
that
you don't have to appreciate it. That's what family do, you know. That's how I feel family should do anyway, although I have some family members that will never advocate anything. And that's just real, you know. But I started this family for the Intune show because I believe in, you know, uplifting one another. You know,
yeah,
so
you don't,
that's basically what it's
it,
about.
If we don't do it, who will, you know?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So I was just actually asked by Zine Magazine, and I hope I'm pronouncing it right. I'm so bad with pronunciations. Multicultured Magazine for an interview this weekend. So the CEO just wanted me to announce that on the show tonight. So that's what I'm doing. And the call-in number is 213-559-2956. So yay, Miss P.
You're going to put the link on Facebook, right?
Yeah, definitely. I'm asking her to definitely send all the info my way. That way, you know, people that want to hear this mannish voice could get to tune in and get to tune in and see what I have to say for myself. So I'm definitely excited about that. So much love to you for the interview. I also have some upcoming interviews, you know, but I'll have it all posted out and stuff of that nature. But Oren, thank you.
Orion,
Jesus. Orion, thank you so much. Don't kill me. Please, Orion, please.
No.
I had it so embedded in my head that it was Orion.
Right.
Orion, sorry. That now that you corrected me, I can't get it together. And now that I'm trying to say it, I'm saying it the right way, you know?
It's a little kind of confusing, but anytime you see it, just think of a star.
Oh, you are a star. And that's definitely what's going to stick in my head from now on, you know? I'm so bad with that. I think for future reference, guys, I'm just going to definitely call first. Like, say your name. Say your name. And then what I'm definitely going to do is, like, you know how you get in trouble in school and you have to write across the board 100 times with something you wouldn't do? So I am not going to mispronounce anyone's name after today, ever. Definitely. It has to be, you know, we have to converse about this before I go live because, you know, I don't get embarrassed, but, you know, it's really not cool to mispronounce people's names. So I do apologize about that.
Not a problem. I just want people to know so when they meet me, they know how to say it, you know?
Exactly. You know, don't listen to Miss P. If you heard my name from her, don't listen to her. That's what you tell them when you first meet them.
I'm looking forward to doing doing some stuff with y'all also in Manhattan, hopefully. We definitely try to brainstorm on that when we get a chance.
Can you still get Western Hall?
Oh, we can do that. It's something we should talk about off the air, though.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Definitely. So, guys, I love you guys like brothers. I just want to put that out there. I don't want nobody's woman... Anybody, you know, wife, girlfriend, fan, stalkers, approaching me when I'm outside in the clubs, ladies. Because let me tell you guys real quick, this has happened to me more than one time. So understand what love means. Love is, you know, like you have contempt or you care about an individual's well-being. I'm not on this show telling people that I'm in love with you and I'm coming to your house right now. It's a difference. So be secure with yourself as a woman and learn to differentiate between in love and love before stepping to me because I do not feel like going Encyclopedia Brown on you. I don't want to do it.
Women that are secure with themselves are the only kind of women that can keep my attention for more than 10 seconds. So, you know, definitely be secure with yourself as a woman, without a doubt.
Definitely. So the names that I give people when I say booby, babes, no, you know, like that's just who I am. And it's not a show. It's not, you know, it's just who I am. So be able to deal. And if you don't want your man in the limelight or your girl or whoever the heck it is, then, you know, you guys need to, like, stray away from those individuals that's trying to hold you back because it's all called show business, showmanship. Okay? Get it together. Get with secure women. Okay? Shout out to secure women out there. Miss P, love you. Okay? So thank you once again. RhiaHipHop.com. Check out Mr. Taylor doing big things. Okay? Orion, thank you so much for taking the time. And don't forget my fish and my vegetables, okay? Tell Danny Dragon, put mine to the side. So you guys enjoy, and thank you so much, guys, for giving me some of your time. And anytime you need to come back and follow up with me, just give me a heads up because you're definitely welcome back on the show because, again, you're family, so whenever.
I appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, guys. You guys have a great evening. Okay, bye. Yes, guys, so that was Orion and that was Mr. Craig Taylor. Both of them great, great individuals. Shout out to Danny Dragon, Little Dragon. Shout out to me getting Orin's name right. Shout out to Zheen Magazine. I hope I'm saying it right. Don't kill me, but if I'm saying it wrong, please correct me. I'm really bad with that. Definitely shout out to all the listeners. You know, I really appreciate the support that we're getting on the Intune Show. I could not do this without the support and the attention of those who take the time to grant me that attention. So much love. Tune in again Tuesday at 6 p.m. where, you know, we'll be back on live. And I'm just totally excited about Friday at 6:30. I'll have all the information for you guys to log on. And, again, that number is 213-559-2956. So exciting. So until then, guys, have a great night. This is Miss P, and this was the Intune Show. Good night, babies.
Other stations need to tune up, Miss P.
That's